This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at egoforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth.
And now, here he is. OCD.
This is Outkast Radio. I'm OCD. 800-313-9443. Email me at ocdaustin@yahoo.com, and the website is outcastradio.net. You'll also find me on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. I don't know about you, but I'm pretty much done with Ferguson. I don't think I ever want to say the Ferguson word again. I get it. Let's move on to other things. Here are the headlines making news at outcastradio.net. You'll find all these headlines on the website. Japan resumes rice exports to Fukushima. Oh, I'm sorry. From Fukushima. Wow. You can get your rice now from Fukushima. It glows in the dark.
Excellent. Smithers, what should we do with that rice from Fukushima?
Export it, sir.
Excellent.
30 stats to show anyone that does not believe the middle class is being destroyed. United States launches new barrage of airstrikes against ISIS in Iraq following beheading of American journalists, or as we call it, a PSYOP. The beheading of an American journalist, PSYOP. Green screen. Obama is seen laughing on the golf course just minutes after pledging justice for journalist James Foley. He reminds me of a guy that really enjoys the perks of the job, but doesn't necessarily like going to the job. He's a wonderful frontman for the New World Order. Last night, I got an email from a listener who said they were going to donate some money to me, and I've never asked for money on the air from my website or anything. And she said, I was going to give you the money until you started doing that imitation of Mark Levin, and I got mad at you. I can't believe you don't like Mark Levin. Well, it's not that I don't like Mark Levin, but the problem with Levin is that he just doesn't go far enough. He just gets on the air every day and yells about how Obama's not doing this or doing that. And when really you can sum up Mark Levin's show in about two sentences. Obama is a front man for the New World Order, and everything he does is purposeful. That's your show, Mark. You can go on and yell all you want about the president not doing this and doing that, but you have to understand, or you don't have to, that he's doing exactly what he was hired for, what he was selected for, which is to help usher in the New World Order. He knows that. And so when he has to leave the golf course in Martha's Vineyard to come back to Washington to make a statement about someone being beheaded, it takes time out of his day when he could be golfing. That's the arrangement. You just get up there, read the teleprompter, we'll tell you what to say, when to say it, how to say it. You've been trained on the teleprompter, and then you can go back and golf some more. And it doesn't make a difference whether it's Obama or Bush. Up until this administration, the record was set by Bush as far as taking vacations. These guys know that. When they're taken behind the curtain and told that they're just a front man for the New World Order, they realize the job is about the benefits. And the job is an irritation that interferes with the golfing. And so the military-industrial complex right now needs to get their money. Expenditures are coming up before Congress in September. Evidently, the beheading of children, Christian children, and Christians being crucified in Syria and Iraq wasn't enough for the American public to become incensed. But now that you've got a video showing this guy being beheaded, now you've got the impetus, you've got the visceral effect you were looking for, and now the American people, will sign over their money to the military-industrial complex once again. So don't get mad at the president. He's doing exactly what he was selected to do. And if you listen to Mark Levin day in and day out, he doesn't go anywhere. He's like a dog chasing his tail. Obama, Obama, Obama. Really? That's the content of your show. And we move on. Officer who pointed rifle at protester and warned, "I will kill you, I will blank and kill you," is suspended indefinitely. China becomes global hub and gold price discovery center. We're talking about Shanghai. Other news, making news. Private military contractors providing security in Ferguson, Missouri. Oh, what a shock. Higher cigarette taxes, boon to organized crime. And Bill Clinton enjoys $1,000... You're kidding me, cigars. I'm always choking the first segment. Who's smoking? Bill Clinton enjoys a good Gurkha cigar. Gurkha. The Rolls Royce of the cigar industry. They say he loves them. One box, $25,000. And the price is going to rise to $30,000 next year. The cigars are close to $1,000 each, according to Cigar Boss. People try to copy us a lot, but they have no competition, says the CEO of the $1,000 cigar. I want to say one thing. I love smoking $1,000 cigars. Sometimes I'll just go to the cigar bar, and I'll be sitting there smoking a cigar, and some waitress from Hooters will come in, and I'll realize she's a single mother. And she needs nurturing. And so I'll walk up to her and I'll say, "You see this in my mouth? Guess what's in my mouth? $1,000 cigar. Now, if I could take you back to the Hilton, I could mentor you. I could counsel you. And we could talk about world events. What do you think?" I'm back. You'll find all those stories at OutcastRadio.net, including cops gunned down unarmed white boy in Salt Lake City. Mainstream media goes silent. Soldiers spill blood in Liberia. Ebola slum riot breaks out. Over 50,000 have been quarantined. And today they're using tear gas and bullets. Got a pretty funny commercial for you up there on the video section. Antidepressant from Obama. It's a Saturday Night Live bit. And then we have JFK. JFK's secret society speech. You'll find that also at OutcastRadio.net. Pardon, my cough button isn't working. All right. Let's go to the email. Love going to the email. At least one news service, the Canadian Press and one news network, CBC, I think that's the Canadian Broadcasting Center, thought it really, 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 really important to report it. Someone actually thought really, 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 really important enough to pay for the survey. It doesn't even say what the survey is, just very important news. All righty then. Mr. Don Campbell. Ooh, I like that, from Paul. I'm not sure whether it was a caller from your show or the one after, but the one mentioning Mr. Foley being dragged with blood behind him came up. the importance that it is possible the jihadists involved drained a good portion of Foley's blood, which explains two things. A lack of struggle in which the victim was nearly comatose. A lack of blood during the beheading because most of it was pre-drained before the act. Just my thoughts. Supporting that, it could still be real under a different set of circumstances. Good show. And looking forward to today's segment. That is Paul in Dallas. Paul, I appreciate the kind words. Website is outcastradio.net. Check it out when you get a chance.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest. Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
This is Outcast Radio. I'm OCD. Hey there. Hi there. Ho there. All righty then. Let's see. We'll go back to the email. Susie writes in, I was looking for the last hour of last night's show. The interview was very interesting, and I wanted to share it with a friend. It is not posted. Can you tell me how I can listen to that interview you played at 11 p.m. last night? I have access to the RBN archive, and the third hour was not there either. It was about the Mark of the Beast being an alien, demons, implants, and would it change your DNA in transhumanism? This was the part one I was most interested in and listening to again, and the guest and his impression of the Bible and what it says. Thank you, Susie. The guest name was L.A. Marzulli. L.A. Marzulli, and you can check out his website at L.A. Marzulli. M-A-R-Z-U-L-L-I. I've got about 5 more hours of shows to post because I'm doing 5 hours live per day. I just reposted, or actually posted, the 2 hours from yesterday's show. But what I'll do today, a little bit later, Susie, is I'll post last night's show. So I'll have another 5 hours online. So if you go to my website, hopefully by this evening I'll have it up at outcastradio.net. Okay? Alrighty then. Cops gun down unarmed white boy in Salt Lake City. The mainstream media goes silent. Nobody is talking about what just happened in Salt Lake City. Here's the latest. You got to pot it up, Sam.
A vigil tonight for a man shot by police. 20-year-old Dylan Taylor was shot last night after a confrontation.
Chris Jones on this story for us tonight joins us now live. Chris, sounds like dozens showed up to remember Taylor tonight.
Yeah, about 60 people did show up here at this 7-Eleven, where, as you can see, there is another incident currently playing out right here in this parking lot. We'll tell you about that in a second. But the folks who showed up tonight, they say they are angry and they want justice.
Under tumultuous skies,
it all feels like a dream right now.
A gathering of thunderstruck friends.
He's like my brother.
Remember Dylan Taylor, shot by police in this parking lot. This is video taken by a passerby. Dylan has been shot. His cousin and brother apprehended. Police received calls that a man was brandishing a weapon nearby. When police arrived, these two stay put. Dylan, police say, runs.
He was verbally challenged and ultimately was shot.
Is there a weapon? Did the man have a gun?
There's a lot of interviewing that needs to be done and a crime scene that needs to be processed.
So you could quickly look on his body, right?
That's not something I can speculate at this time.
Police won't say if Dylan had a weapon, but his brother and cousin say he emphatically did not. They say the only thing Dylan did was reach for his belt.
Had his headphones in, you couldn't hear nothing. And they finally surrounded him. Is when they were like, you're on the ground, we're going to pull up his pants. And they shot him.
Tonight at this vigil, light, tears, and comfort. And a cry, they say, for justice for the man who shot Dylan.
I want to see him get treated like all the other killers out there. I want to see him go to prison. I want to see him get punished for his actions.
So there were 3 officers who were involved in the shooting. They are from Salt Lake City. Now, this shooting actually occurred in South Salt Lake City, so South Salt Lake will take over the investigation. The incident that occurred just moments ago, you can see there are a couple of women who are in custody right now. Just moments ago, take a look at the video. Police arrived on this scene, guns drawn, canine units engaged. They pulled over a pickup truck here. There were 4 people inside. They ordered each person out of the vehicle and arrested all 4 of them. Nobody was hurt. Nobody was shot. And other than the arrests that are going on right now, we don't know much about how this all started, how it all played out. But at this point, this parking lot here at the 7-Eleven, the last 2 days, a lot of police activity right here in this area. Guys, back to you.
Wow, Chris. That's Chris Jones reporting live in South Salt Lake. Thank you.
So you've got cops gunning down an unarmed white boy in Salt Lake City, and the mainstream media, silent. Apparently he was unarmed. He was pulling up his pants when he was shot. And apparently there's no rioting in Salt Lake City. Interesting. Let's talk to Ed in Kentucky. Hello, Ed.
What up?
What is going on, young man, in your district of the world?
Oh, I'm in FEMA Region 4.
Yeah, FEMA Region 4, huh? All right.
Yeah. You know, us goings don't, we don't have rights, and we have to ask if we can breathe and scratch, and, you know, they're giving all these red pills, and screw this, I'm an American, I'm free, how you doing, OCD?
Not as good as you, Ed. You sound like you're doing fantastic.
Hey, brother, I'm above ground.
You and I both. Woke up this morning.
That's the simple, you know, I look at, you and I touched bases on this the other night, Ferguson is a staging area for something else. And it's about to hit.
Well, I've been saying for quite a while, Ferguson is just a dress rehearsal. And we've got black helicopters in Minneapolis right now that are having exercises. All they're doing is exercising and rehearsing for something much bigger coming down the road. I guarantee you, in 2 weeks, Ferguson will probably be a faint memory.
So look, when you got the black community that don't want Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson there, that should tell people something right there. Two, this has all been race baited. And people, I keep telling people on Instagram, you're being race baited, dude. And I turned around and posted a thing this morning. I said enough. I said I'm having a flashback of the 60s. And it is. I said, now where are you people when you're killing your own community, your own culture? Where are you at when your own adults and own children are killing each other? Where are you then? I said, where are you now? I said, when all this happened, I said, you want to do this? I said, but where are you when your own community is killing each other? I said, grow up. And by the way, LAPD officers are now wearing video cameras on them.
Oh, they got the Google Glass?
No, they wear a little video camera on their uniform, and they've been doing it about a year now. And they said police brutality has gone down 60%, and citizen complaints have gone down 80%. So when you hold people accountable and responsible, and unfortunately got to treat them like children, you know, how the first day of school our moms pinned our names and everything on our shirts, and we sat there at the bus stop, and you know, everything else, you know, just like that. We're making you responsible, Mr. Police, Mr. and Mrs. Police Officers.
Well, actually, okay. I had a run-in with the L.A. police when I was 20. I told this story when I moved to L.A. and my bike shipped out, my motorcycle, but I didn't have the title, and I was driving through Inglewood, which is the hood, and I got pulled over, and they threw me in jail for about 3 hours. And when I was getting booked in, being the wise blank that I was at the time, I said, you know, they don't do this. There's nothing like this on Dragnet. And the cop came up to me and kind of pushed me against the wall, and he goes, you say one more word, I'm going to just take you in the back room and beat the crap out of you.
Nothing has changed
except now we have a police state.
Well, of course, they just look at you and say, I don't like you, and shoot you. That's the NDAA Act. They can do that.
Well, you give the police department weapons of mass destruction, essentially. You give them tanks and AK-47s. How do you expect the police to behave? Hey, we've got a brand new big gun. I guess I need to up my alpha male status.
Did you know that also I learned this from Bill Fraley, that the NYPD officers, their Glocks are 15 pound pull triggers. And I thought about that. I said, yeah, I can imagine why, because they'd be shooting each other. But see, here's another thing, OCD, that people don't talk about. Police officers killing other police officers and getting by with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ed in Kentucky, appreciate the call as always. Check out the website for all of the top running news stories and videos and the new podcast from yesterday, OutKastRadio.net.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powders. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
From somewhere deep in a bunker, surrounded by a moat, covered with aluminum foil, it's Outcast Radio with Outcast Don. And now here he is, OCD.
This is Outcast Radio on OCD. Toll free nationwide, 800-313-9443. Be sure to email me at ocdaustin@yahoo.com. Today's one of those days where I'm just bored with the world. Yeah, I know something's going on in Ferguson, the Middle East, the border, but I'm just of the mind that there's just days where I just say, I don't care. The stories that I find interesting are not necessarily the top headlines. For example, the one I talked about a little bit earlier, Bill Clinton enjoys $1,000 cigars. He smokes what is called a Gurkha, G-U-R-K-H-A, Gurkha cigar. It's the Rolls Royce. They say he loves them. $1,000 a cigar. And then we read about Hillary Clinton wanting to always be in the presidential suite. Let me tell you something. Is this microphone on? Is this camera on? I want to say one thing to the American people. I am so glad that Hillary is never home. I'm so glad that I can afford a $1,000 cigar because the Secret Service takes care of me. I've got a pension of $400,000 a year. And I know that sucks for you, the American public, but it is great being a president. But sometimes I get depressed, like you get depressed, and I know that President Obama right now is suffering from deep depression. He has to fly back every day from the golf course, and I've got just a solution for President Obama.
Are you feeling depressed? Run down? Like you just can't win? Are you the President of the United States? Then you may be suffering from presidential depression. It feels like even your friends have turned against you.
The enrollment period, it was a disaster. There were and it's beginning to affect your work. Ask your doctor for Paxil, second term strength. The only antidepressant strong enough for an embattled second term. So you can get back on your feet and start running the country again. With Paxil, you'll feel like you're giving a speech at a college campus in 2008. Or getting bin Laden. All over again. So you can turn those approval ratings upside down. And Paxil's second term strength treats a whole range of symptoms. Like Benghazi, the NSA scandal, the IRS scandal, the AP scandal, the Petraeus scandal, that time Jay-Z and Beyonce went to Cuba, and of course, Obamacare website problems. Warning, Paxil is not covered by Obamacare. We promised that it would be, but it's not, and for that, we apologize.
Yes, we still can. With Paxil.
And now there's Paxil Republican Strength for Tea Party-related depression.
Let me just say one more thing about that. You know, if he gets really depressed, you can always just light up one, you know? Like that young man who got shot in Ferguson, he bought some Swishers. You know what those Swishers are used for, don't you? Let me tell you what the African-American community does with those Swishers. They empty out the tobacco, and then you put in the hippie lettuce, and then you smoke it up. You know, one night I was out there smoking a joint with Willie Nelson, and I thought, you know, Willie, you kind of look like a girl in those pigtails, but I love your voice, I love your lyrics, and I just love your music, and don't bogart that joint. Anyway, back to the big show. As you can tell, it's not very hard for me to go off on a tangent today because I find the news depressing. And the same as it was, same as it ever was, as David Byrne of the Talking Heads would say. But this is the world in which we live, so you can call me right now and talk about any topic that is on your mind at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And what would those topics include? They would include soldiers spill blood in Liberian Ebola slum as riot breaks out over the quarantine of 50,000. Cops gun down unarmed white boy in Salt Lake City, mainstream media silent. Japan resumes rice exports from Fukushima. 30 stats that show anyone that does not believe the middle class is being destroyed. U.S. launches new barrage of airstrikes against ISIS in Iraq following beheading of American journalists. Obama is seen laughing on the golf course just minutes after pledging justice for journalist James Foley. Officer who pointed rifle at protester and warned, "I will blank and kill you," is suspended indefinitely. China becomes global gold hub and gold price discovery center. Private military contractors providing security in Ferguson, Missouri. Higher cigarette taxes boon to organized crime. We just covered Bill Clinton enjoys $1,000 cigars. And snow set to blast Scotland. Coldest August in century. When I brought this story to you last night during the 9 to 12 show, we actually got a call from a woman in Scotland who said it was actually nice and not snowing. So I don't know if it's snowing in Scotland. All I know is that story was on the wire, and there you go. The videos include police in Salt Lake City shoot and kill white man for not listening to police, the antidepressant commercial for President Obama, and President JFK, that's John F. Kennedy, the secret society speech that might have led to his demise in part, and that is from the summer of 1963. And you'll find all of those stories at OutcastRadio.net, including yesterday's show. The podcast has been uploaded. Enjoy. Some stats to show that anyone that does not believe the middle class is being destroyed. In 2007, the average household in the top 5% had 16.5 times as much wealth as the average household overall. But now, the average household in the top 5% has 24 times as much wealth. We see it skewing. According to a recent study in the New York Times, the typical American household is now worth 36% than it was a decade ago. That is 36% less. One out of every seven Americans relies on food stamps at this point. One out of every four military families need help putting enough food on the table. 79% of the people that use food banks purchase inexpensive, unhealthy food just to have enough to feed their families. One out of every three adults in the United States has an unpaid debt that is in collections. Only 48% of Americans can come up with $400 in emergency cash without borrowing it or selling something. The price of food continues to rise. For example, the average price of ground beef just hit a brand new all-time record high of $3.88 a pound. According to one recent study, 40% of all households in the United States is experiencing a financial stress right now. Overall, home ownership has fallen to the lowest rate since 1995. Home ownership for Americans under the age of 35 at an all-time low. According to a recent survey, 52% of all Americans can't even afford a house. And on it goes. Only four of the 20 fastest growing occupations in America require a bachelor's degree. In America today, one out of every 10 jobs is filled by a temp agency. Due to the lack of decent jobs, half of all college graduates are still relying on their parents financially when they're 2 years out of school. 10 years ago, the number of women in the United States that had jobs outnumbered the number of women in the U.S. on food stamps by 2-1. But now, that margin of women in the U.S. on food stamps actually exceeds the other. And finally, in terms of median wealth per adult, the United States is just 19th in the world. I have considered a moment or two of just leaving the country and just forgetting all of this, but there's a few reasons I don't. One, I love this country, and I feel that running away would be a cowardly act to a degree. Two, I've got a daughter and a son that live here, and my mom, and I certainly wouldn't abandon them. And three, kind of an unusual reason, morbid curiosity. I'm very curious to see where all of this is going. And I think most of you who listen to RBN know where it's going. But I think you need a play-by-play as to where it's going to go next. And that's what I try to do on this show. And so when I tell you the situation in Fukushima is just a dress rehearsal, what I'm telling you is where it's about to go. At least my opinion and where I think it's going to go. So when you consider that I believe that Ferguson, Ebola, and the border are all dress rehearsals for a bigger event or events to come down the road, well, then you know that this is going to occur again, but on a much larger scale. I do see a pandemic at some point hitting this nation. It's all a question of timing. And Ferguson, again, is just a microcosm of what is about to happen, I believe, in a bigger city. But so much of this is tied into the financial angle. When you realize that all we produce are bombs and debt, you realize why the beheading is now the story of the day. Because the military-industrial complex is before Congress in September asking for more money. They can't get more money unless they can justify their existence. And the reason they exist now is because we've got a new Osama bin Laden boogeyman. It's very simple. I mean, if you really... The God's honest truth, just follow the money. It's so cliche, but it always leads you to the truth. Hello, Renee. How are you?
When discussing the middle class, people need to start making a distinction.
Oops, now, I hit you right at the bumper. Hang on through the break and we'll let you go, okay? Hang on.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Renee. I need to start paying attention to my own show. Check out the website, outcastradio.net.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy one, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Pudia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
This is Outcast Radio. I'm OCD. I literally am adding a story to the website during the commercials. Look at me multitasking. Black cop kills white man, media hides race. I'll have that story for you momentarily. Let's go back to Renee in North Carolina. Go ahead, Renee.
Yes, there needs to be a distinction when discussing the middle class. Yes, in the regular, quote, civilian population, small businesses and stuff, that is shrinking. But the government employee middle class is growing. I remember Sherry Jackson one time, the little IRS woman, the little black IRS woman that they sent to prison, she said that a collection agent with the IRS makes $100,000 a year versus someone doing the same job in the private sector makes $25,000 a year. Now, you stack that on top of the fact that they get to retire younger than we do in the private sector, and they get probably three or four times the amount we get from Social Security. Plus, they get all kind of insurance. They don't have to be on Medicare and everything. They have government-sponsored better insurance. The thing is, these people will do anything to retain that money and benefits. I would prefer, I'm not kidding you, people get all upset about paying people welfare. I would prefer to pay all these people who are making our lives a living hell welfare to sit home and do nothing instead of ruining people's lives.
Well, I have the same opinion with the president. If he would just continue to golf for the next 2 years, I would have no problem having the taxpayer pay him as long as he doesn't do anything else. Just don't do anything. Keep golfing and let's just leave the damage where it's at for now.
Yeah, well, it's just these people, you know, if they actually, I wouldn't mind paying them better, you know, but not this much better, okay? Because it corrupts them. But the thing is, I wouldn't mind paying them well, but the thing is, every time I have tried to, or had to be forced into using government employees and stuff like in the legal and justice system, these people are massively corrupt. And then when you go to try to report them for being corrupt, nobody will do anything. You hit every brick wall and slam door in your face. They just ignore you to death. The system is not there to help us. They're there to suck us dry. We're the host that they are bleeding until there's nothing left, and they are not doing their job. I wouldn't be so upset with them if they actually were honest and did their job, but they're not.
Indeed, Renee. Appreciate the call. We'll go to Cody in Dallas. Hello, Cody. How are you?
How you doing? I'm kind of the same mood as you today. I'm tired of that old stuff. I got a question for you, though. What kind of cigars were those?
I love it, man. All right, hang on. Let me scroll down to the story. I'll spell it for you. They cost $1,000, and for $1,000, they should have hash in them. G-U-R-K-H-A. G-U-R-K-H-A. And $1,000 a pop.
And those are specially dipped cigars?
All right, here we go. Get the drum. Get it ready. Yeah, they are specially dipped cigars, Cody.
Well, I was just wondering how much the original Monica dipped cigars were.
Ladies and gentlemen, please tip your waitresses. Cody will be here all weekend. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
That's all I got.
Have a great day, Cody. Yeah, there's just some days I don't even want to talk about anything. And this is one of those days. I'd rather talk about cigars for an hour. This story just broke, and you'll find it at OutKastRadio.net. A Salt Lake City police officer shot and killed 20-year-old Dylan Taylor outside a convenience store. While national news continues to focus on the race situation in Ferguson, Missouri, where a white police officer shot and killed an unarmed black teenager, they apparently didn't think a similar case in Utah with the races reversed is newsworthy. Police in Salt Lake City are continuing their probe into an August 11th shooting outside a 7-Eleven convenience store where a black police officer, whom local media are referring to as not white, not white, shot and killed 20-year-old Dylan Taylor. Man, this political correctness. Police Chief Chris Burbank said the entire incident was captured on the body camera of the officer who shot Taylor. You will see on camera the actions to everyone involved, including up until the point where our officer utilizes deadly force. Apparently the kid was pulling up his pants when they shot him. He said the video, along with the officer's identity, will be released at the appropriate time. Oh, you mean once the Pentagon gives you guys weapons of mass destruction? The appropriate time, adding it could take days or weeks or months. Why is it taking days or weeks or months? The same old crap as Ferguson. Chief indicated he has personally viewed the footage, but would not comment on whether he believed the shooting was justified. Quote, I did not send officers out to use deadly force. I did not have relations with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. Scott Simon speaks through a blowhorn during a protest about the shooting on August 18th, and on it goes. When officers arrived, they found three men leaving the convenience store. One later identified as Taylor repeatedly was matching description of the person reported in the 911 call. Taylor was wearing headphones at the time and may have been trying to pull his pants up when he was gunned down. At the time of the shooting, the court document showed Taylor had a $25,000 bench warrant out for a probation violation in connection with felony robbery and obstructing justice convictions. But Marlissa Martinez, whose sister used to date Taylor, told the Salt Lake City Tribune that Taylor had turned over a new leaf. Who knows? But racism is alive and well. Man. So guns drawn once again. Cops allegedly gunning down an unarmed white boy in Salt Lake City. Apparently the trigger man, the police officer, is black, and there's nothing in the media about it. I doubt that Salt Lake City will go up in flames. That place is about as white as it gets. That puts the W in white. I would say there's more nerds per capita in Salt Lake City than any other place. I'll bet there's more middle-aged men wearing sneakers with Velcro straps in Salt Lake City than any other city in America. I will bet you more people per capita say the word golly more than any other major city in America. It's very white. Salt Lake City is so white I look black. My street cred brings me out. Other headlines making news: Japan resumes rice imports from Fukushima. We just went over 30 stats to show anyone that does not believe the middle class is being destroyed. U.S. launches new barrage of airstrikes against ISIS following the beheading of an American journalist, right on time for the appropriations in September for the military-industrial complex. Too much. Too much truth. You can always turn into Sean Hannity if you want something a little lighter. All this is out. It's just hiding in plain sight. Let's just talk to Anthony in Michigan. Hello, Anthony. How are you?
Hey, LCD.
Hi, Anthony.
Hey, I know you're working these very long hours, 5 hours a day, so I got a good suggestion for you.
Okay.
I'm thinking either the morning or the night show, whichever one works for best. You should just play music, and in between, like, three or four songs, you should... I'm thinking you should do replays of some of the calls that Renee makes from North Carolina.
Okay.
Sounds like a great idea. I think you should do it.
Well, I used to do a show like that in Houston. It was at a rock station, and basically we'd play two or three songs, and then I would rant about the Federal Reserve and then play Led Zeppelin.
All right.
It's not a bad idea. And on days like today, Anthony, this would be a really good idea, because I don't know about you, but I'm burned out on Ferguson. I don't even want to talk about it anymore.
I agree. I'm a black man, and I'm actually a CPA, and I used to work for a government. And some of the things that Renee was saying earlier about the government pensions, actually, I worked for a government, county government, for 2 years. And actually, the new government employees, I'd say someone probably in the last 20 years, they don't necessarily get the same benefit plans as the older employees. Like, you got a defined benefit plan, which is what the plan Renee is talking about, and then you got the defined contribution plan, like a 401k. That's what new government employees get today. So it's not as lucrative as Renee may think. But, of course, there's more employees under the old plans than under the new plans, of course.
You know, the reality, Anthony, is that if we actually cut back on state employees and government employees, including the military, the economy would collapse overnight, because we've reached the point of no return. Over 109 million people out of 315 are getting some form of benefits from the government. Appreciate the call in Michigan. Thanks for being out there, Anthony. You'll find these and other stories and the rantings of a lonely 57-year-old man at OutkastRadio.net.